A good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news.
And welcome, welcome. Gather round for Thursday installment of Not Necessarily the News. And as opposed to the Will It Float item we have today, these stories are actually current and up to date. Always fashionable, we welcome our worldwide audience as we stream live. See what you can hear, video included, and closed captioning sometimes on our Hank Facebook Live. Welcome, welcome, guys. Tonight's lead story, actually last night, it was announced by Billboard, Billboard Magazine, Billboard.com, that a quarter of the way through the century, Kenny Chesney is named the top country artist of the 21st century, according to Billboard. And they base this ranking-wise on performance on the weekly top country albums and the Hot Country Song Chart from the start of 2000 through the end of 2024, also grouping in his big touring numbers along the way. And nobody trumps Kenny when it comes to that. He got the news yesterday morning, getting ready to go to the gym. Probably getting ready to put on his jorts. Mm. Kenny Chesney owns jorts. But Morgan Wallen made history yesterday. He is the first artist in history to claim the entire top 10 of the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart.
What?
He has 1 through 10. All of them. So he just released I'm the Problem, his new album, late last week. So there you go. He's hit all top 10, and of that song, and there's like 38 songs on the album. So 10 of those leading the way is What I Want, the duet with Tate McRae, who for some reason or another included on his album.
But it's Tate.
But either way, there you go. Now, 37 songs on this album. So he's only got 27 more.
Yeah, let's go, Morgan. Let's amp it up. Come on, buddy.
Next album's going to have like 50 songs on the thing right there. But congratulations, both Kenny and Morgan. Here are some free jorts.
So it's always nice to have a friend to lean on in times of trouble. And sometimes, that's your first ex-husband. Brad Pitt offering up his Los Angeles home to Jennifer Aniston. You'll remember a few weeks ago, a stalker crashed right through her front gates, was promptly arrested. She's still freaked out, understandably, and apparently, it's like Brad Airbnb. Pretty nice offer. He's also officially divorced from Angelina Jolie after 8 long years. There was negotiations, there was back and forth, there was ugliness around money and the kids. But Brad says it was really never that major of a thing.
Not a big deal.
Mm-mm. Nah. No.
Not when you're Brad Pitt. In some not necessarily political news, well, they said they're starting his offboarding process last night.
Uh-oh.
As Elon officially is leaving Doge.
Mm.
He said he would do this eventually. It was only a temporary type thing. And then I think after the big, beautiful bill passed, that that was enough for him. So he'll be heading back to Texas. Elon leaving Doge. And yesterday, the Trump administration announced that they are canceling all plans that were in the works to develop a bird flu vaccine for birds. Not us to take, but that was in motion. Of course, that spiked the egg thing and the prices there, but that's now leveled off a little bit. So they will not be developing a bird flu vaccine. They're just going to put little masks on the chickens.
What about jorts? Do the chickens get jorts too?
They're just going to have to wing it. That's just how it's going to go. Sorry.
So Todd Chrisley has officially been released from prison after getting a pardon from President Trump. His wife Julie is in line next. And now, what about Joe Exotic? Tiger King. He's been angling for help from the Don for years and is not happy that those reality stars over at Chrisley Knows Best got the first shot at freedom. Joe revealed on X that being innocent is not enough in America, and he's going to be left to die of cancer before he can get any help. He says the entire world can see the evidence.
The entire world.
The entire world. Yeah. The White House
mm-hmm.
will not acknowledge any of it. Conveniently, he's right up the street.
Yeah.
Fort Worth. Isn't that nice? Hi, Joe.
I bet Tiger King's worn a few pair of jorts over his lifetime. That sounds right.
That's good luck.
Uh-huh. Oh, in a new survey, we're going to talk about trends coming up next hour, but this trend, there are only two most popular Disney songs, state by state in the country. In a recent survey done by Disney asking, what's your favorite Disney song?
Aww.
Two of them.
Okay.
That's it. Every state, it's either one or the other. For Texas and the majority, it is Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That is a lot of syllables.
Yeah.
More than like Waxahachie or Corsicana.
If it's not Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, it is Let It Go.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Let It Go.
And that's it. That's it. All across the land, too. It also broke it down by generation. Now, with boomers, A Whole New World from Aladdin took the top spot. But then, closely behind, were Let It Go and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
A Whole New World was for boomers?
That's what they say. I can't argue with statistics here.
Yeah, whatever, boomer.
So, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or Let It Go. Basically, either Americans are all about talking gibberish, or just ignoring their problems altogether. Yeah, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
So if you want to live like a centurion, a gal by the name of Wilma Bennett from Henderson, Texas, well, she's chiming in after blowing out 102 candles on her latest birthday cake. She says she owes her years to Dr. Pepper, Cheetos, love, support, and farm-grown meals. Now, Governor Abbott sent her a specialist certificate in honor of the big day. A few lawmakers and the mayor were on hand for the celebration. But the real secret, according to Wilma, are you ready for this? You can't die.
Ah, that's how they get you.
That's the secret to living a long time. Don't die.
Keep it going. Stay strong, Wilma.
Don't go anywhere. Nice. Don't you die.
Joey Fatone yesterday said Joey Fatone said all five members of NSYNC have yet to sit down and have a conversation about reuniting. I'll bet you four of them have. But and then yesterday, Dollywood was named once again America's favorite theme park, and this is for the third straight year in a row. National Amusement Park Historical Association, which does this kind of thing, naming Dollywood America's favorite theme park. They cited that there are two big reasons for this. What?
Okay, go ahead.
Affordability, and it's by the Smoky Mountains, which is the most visited national park in America.
Okay.
What? Okay, so four big reasons.